100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was adult, and a lot of you sent in stories for it. You can see who up in the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Anyway, you didn't come here to listen to me. You came here to listen to the stories, so let's go ahead and get right to them, all right?
Trevor Zaino here with a story on the subject, adult. I love adult entertainment. Intellectual conversation over a dinner of impeccable good taste, with incidental music from a Baroque chamber ensemble. Philosophical lectures delivered to inquiring minds. Performances of the latest improvised conceptions of an up-and-coming young pianist. A private opening at an art gallery for a select group of connoisseurs. A stroll through one of the great museums of the world, accompanied by a fellow expert on some singular piece of history. But judging by the garish flashing neon sign and the unclad ladies standing within the red-lit doorway, I don't think that's what this establishment offers.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. Yeah, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it.
They don't abuse it. Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry, and it's another wonderful evening in Oklahoma. I'm here with a 100 Word Story, and the word is adult. Yes, everyone tells us that we must grow up and be adults in all things. Religion tells us this. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. Accordingly, I attempted to emulate those people around me, and I was very successful in mimicking the actions of those people. I was accepted among them. Now I have found that by my own decision, I can eat chocolate cake for breakfast if I want. And I do.
Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Oh, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, born in a coma, but does it matter?
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my fourth attempt to do these stories based on the topic of adult. First one is called Bookshop. It was a rite of passage that we'd looked forward to for many furtive years. That sacred moment when, having come of age, we would finally see what lay behind the curtain at the bookshop. On that fateful day, myself, Andy and Jack waited with perspiration on our brows and proof of age in our sweaty hands. No more for us, the comic books and fairy stories of youth. Today, we would finally gain access to the mysteries of the adult section. We entered reverently and discovered for the first time that grown-up books are boring, dull, and drab. A second story is called Grown Up. You need to grow up, said my dad. If you want to be treated like an adult, it's about time you acted like one. I took his words to heart, and as the years went by, I put aside my childish, ignorant ways and became what I'd like to think is a grounded and mature member of society. Now I look around me, at the celebrities, the movie stars, the politicians, and the world leaders, and the words of my dad come flooding back to me. And I wonder what the hell their dads told them when they were kids. And my last story is called Seven Ages. My favourite bit of Shakespeare is his Seven Ages of Man. There's such a simplicity and truth in the way he approaches the immutable, relentless, and ultimately futile passage of life. From the mewling, puking baby to the drooling, witless descent into oblivion at life's end. If there is an almighty, you have to admire his sense of humour as he watches us strive towards adulthood, only to be ultimately defeated by the inescapable descent into the second childhood of old age. Where, finally, sun's teeth, sun's eyes, sun's taste, we become babes once more. At the end, pure, empty, unadulterated. That's me done. I'll shut up now and clear off. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Covering the Bases. When I was in second grade, I was given a list of 10 commandments that I had an opportunity to sin at. Most made nominal sense, others none. Take adultery. To the 8-year-old mind, it must have something to do with the state of adultness? Which was, at the time, no idea. So when I went in to confess my sins for the first time, I figured 6 was a good number of times for that sin. The priest pointed out it was highly unlikely I committed adultery, so it was best in the future not to include that one. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Adult Content by Don DeCles. A place on the net called Tumblr made its fame and sold its advertising on the basis of pornography. You don't go to the grocery store to buy petrol. It made clear what it offered, but it also included other stuff that might be of interest to adults. Lots of art, some politics, links to music. Children were not allowed to visit. Someone hid some kiddie porn under the rug. Apple decided to no longer offer the site on its store. Tumblr tumbled and banned adult content. It is now a site where adults are no longer allowed to visit.
Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyck.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Hey, Dwayne here, with another 100-word story. This week's weekly challenge was adult. So here's my story. When I was a kid, we had a big country fair every summer. I would walk for hours looking at endless farm exhibits and the huge barns full of show animals. There was a big stage with bands playing music. The midway was full of rides and games. There were tons of food booths, too. It took all night to get around it. The other day, I came across the old fairgrounds on Google Maps. It was barely bigger than a football field. I wish the world was still as big as it was when I was a kid. Well, there's my story, and thanks for listening. See you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. They never make it to become adult. The vast majority flop about for a while, then quietly expire within a few hours. A few days at best. Of entering this world. But, I'm not dispirited, because every failure brings me one step closer to success. And so the work continues. Fusing flesh and bone, organs and muscle, in ever new and unique ways. Seeking out the perfect combination that I can truly call my offspring. Of course, I could take the traditional route for producing children and just have sex. But have you seen what that involves? It's disgusting.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you're well, and here's my story for this week. His first apartment was decorated in a simple, elegant way. The scent of vanilla welcomed her as she entered the living room. A few books were scattered on the shelves, displayed to counterbalance the other objects. It looked like a setting, but he was proud of it, she could tell. A pot of white flowers and twin candles almost tricked her into believing he was a nice guy. He wasn't. She had to run, screaming through the hallways. No one opened the door, no one helped her. And at the hospital, she could still recall that sickening vanilla scent welcoming her. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 665, with the prompt of adult. So here's my story. Linoleum Amanda frowned.
What's a grocery bag have to do with flying?
Bilbert shrugged.
I don't know, but my dad says when I'm an adult, I should be able to fly without it.
Linoleum Amanda folded her arms in front of her.
So you're not magic?
She sounded disappointed.
Call it what you want, Bilbert said. I can fly, and someday I can do it whenever I want, with or without a grocery bag.
She hugged him suddenly.
You're right. Superpower, magic, it's really all the same thing.
Well, isn't this sweet? Two little love nerds. Roderick's derisive voice sounded behind them. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Z.
I bought a plug-in hybrid car recently. For the past month, it has barely used any gasoline. My gas station credit card has been rendered completely useless. The 5% cashback period for Discover is moot, and I've changed my flexible bonus credit card to reward me for online shopping instead of gas. I stopped by my usual gas station for a car wash. After driving through the car wash, I looked over my car and saw that parts of it were still dirty. With all that I'm saving on gas, I'll go to the fancy hand wash place down the street.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories by you on the topic of adult. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge this week, whether you send in a story or you're just listening, or maybe both. Maybe both. It's okay. It's good to want to hear what you came up with and what the others came up with. It's neat to see the different directions that creativity take us, but also the convergent evolution of different minds affected by a common culture or elements in pop culture, what influences us. Anyway, the next 100-word stories weekly challenge topic is the devil. I want to apologize to folks for changing it up, but it turned out that that's weekly challenge 666. So yeah, had to do it. But if you've already recorded a story for something else, well, we'll just say that the devil made you do it. Thank you all for being a part of this. And remember, the show notes, everything, one a day until the day I die.com. Then I'll be facing my own topic of the devil, I suppose. Not that I've done enough to merit such attention. Thank you for, I'm saying this again, aren't I? Maybe that's a sin. Anyway, as always, keep it brief.